Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on the Boeing Company, a global leader in aerospace and defense known for its commercial airplanes, military aircraft, and space exploration technologies. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Boeing has been a dominant force in the aerospace industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product development and crisis management?
Overconfidence is particularly relevant to Boeing's approach, especially in its history of innovation and market leadership. The company's success in developing iconic aircraft, such as the 747 and the 737, has reinforced a strong belief in its engineering and market capabilities. This overconfidence can lead to aggressive product development strategies and ambitious timelines, which, while driving innovation, also exposed the company to significant risks, as seen in the challenges faced with the 737 MAX. Overconfidence may cause the company to overlook potential issues or underestimate time and resources needed to address complex technical challenges. Loss aversion is another critical factor, especially in how Boeing responds to crises and manages its reputation. The aerospace industry is highly sensitive to safety and reliability concerns, and Boeing's approach to managing risks is often driven by the fear of financial and reputational losses. This bias can lead to conservative decision-making, particularly in the aftermath of crises, where the company might focus more on damage control and restoring confidence rather than pursuing bold innovations. However, this approach can also slow the company's ability to recover and innovate, particularly in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving industry.
And this combination of overconfidence in product development and loss aversion in crisis management has shaped Boeing's leadership position in the aerospace industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value innovation and reliability.
Exactly. Boeing's strategic use of overconfidence in driving innovation and loss aversion in managing risks appeals to investors looking for a company that balances bold product development with careful crisis management. However, this approach also means that Boeing must carefully manage the risks associated with overconfidence, particularly as the aerospace industry continues to face challenges related to safety, competition, and technological advancements.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Boeing. As a global aerospace company, DEI is particularly important for Boeing. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Boeing's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly technical industry where diverse perspectives can drive better decision-making and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Boeing's ability to innovate by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Boeing to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in aerospace and defense. For investors, Boeing's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Boeing build stronger relationships with customers, regulators, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the aerospace industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like aerospace, where the ability to innovate and serve diverse markets is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and innovation processes, Boeing not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Boeing operates in numerous countries, providing aerospace products and services to customers worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Boeing's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on innovation and safety. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Boeing's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to aviation safety and defense contracts, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and geopolitical tensions. By ensuring that its products and services are relevant and compliant in different regions, Boeing can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Boeing, especially as they face competition from both local aerospace companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Boeing's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the aerospace industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global aviation needs, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Boeing to other companies in the aerospace and defense sectors like Airbus, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Boeing's dynamics are often compared to other aerospace and defense giants like Airbus, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman, particularly in their approach to product development, market expansion, and competition. Boeing's strength lies in its leadership in commercial aviation and its ability to innovate across multiple aerospace segments, appealing to investors looking for a company that is deeply integrated into both commercial and defense markets. Airbus, as Boeing's primary competitor in commercial aviation, appeals to investors interested in a company that balances innovation with a strong focus on safety and sustainability. Lockheed Martin, known for its leadership in defense and aerospace technology, attracts those looking for a company that is heavily invested in military and government contracts. Northrop Grumman, with its focus on defense systems and space exploration, appeals to investors interested in companies that are driving advancements in military and space technologies. Boeing's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong global presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the aerospace industry.
And unlike Lockheed Martin, which focuses more on defense and military technologies, Boeing's strength lies in its broad expertise across commercial aviation and defense, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Boeing, the focus on innovation, safety, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the aerospace industry.
To sum up, Boeing's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Boeing's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.